There are people who I think deserve even more recognition because of the circumstances they're in. As you mentioned a few minutes ago, restaurant owners, employees, doing their best to provide meal delivery and, you know, comfort food to people who are a little tired of cooking cup of soup and top ramen and things like that.
I have a lot of top ramen at my house.
There's very little to be found at the store, I found out last time I was there. Healthcare workers, of course, deserve a special nod of recognition.
Yes.
Grocery store employees.
Thank you. Please don't get angry at them if the shelves are empty.
It's not their fault. Talk about overworked and underpaid.
Yeah.
Grocery store employees, a special tip of the cap to you. Anybody working for nonprofits here in the Valley and anywhere else, you know, organizing resources and helping the most people they can. Volunteers, people who are housebound and just putting their skills to good use.
Right. Truck drivers. Bringing in the produce and all the goods we need.
It's something that I really should have thought of, but it didn't even click. Truckers, of course, are doing exactly what you just said, but they're just so used to being able to grab a meal from any number of places on the road, and that has...
And that's shut down,
too. So now they have to find a workaround just to feed themselves. So a special salute to truck drivers, and I say probably the most important for last year, parents of school-age children. You know who you are.
Yes, you do.
And you know why
Enough
we salute
said.
You.